Hello and welcome to this half hour of Rowlett's Baptist Church. My name is Brother Dwayne Cook and I'm pastor here at Rowlett's, and I'd like to invite you and your family to come join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for our Sunday school program, or every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for our worship service, or maybe you could drop by and be with us during our weekly Bible study, which is Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We are certainly enjoying the good things of God, and I'm certainly enjoying being able to spend time with my fellow believers. I'm so glad to be put into a place that is so like-minded. I tell you, folks, wonderful things are happening in the kingdom of God now, whether it be at Rowlett's Baptist Church or any other church out there that's preaching Jesus. Wonderful things are happening in the congregation of the believers, in the church itself. You see, the church is not just right here at Rowlett's. It's spread out all over the place, everywhere that men and women have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. They are in the church, and I'm so glad to be able to report that to you this morning. I just want to take a second, if I might. Here we are coming upon October, and I want to remind you of some birthdays and some anniversaries maybe that are going on here at Rowlett's, and maybe you see those folks out, you can wish them a happy birthday. But Saturday the 2nd will be Miss Olivia Ramsey's birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Olivia. Also, Monday the 4th will be Henry Schlottenmeyer's birthday. Happy birthday, Henry. Tuesday the 5th. Happy birthday to Miss Beverly Reynolds and Jeffrey Burnett. Also, we want to wish happy anniversary to Steve and Peggy Burnett. Happy anniversary, happy birthday to all these wonderful folks. I love these folks so much, and I want to just thank God for me being in their lives, for His allowing our lives to cross, that I might be able to make them part of those precious memories that I know we're all going to look back on one day whenever God calls us into glory. Now, the scripture that I'd like to share from this morning is from Galatians chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 14 in Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 14. And I want you to be able to go back sometime and follow along with that and see what wonderful, wonderful blessings are there. And I want you to think about this question, especially when we get to verse 14. What does it take to get God's blessings? What does it take to get God's blessings? Let's share these verses together. Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 6. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. So verse 13, 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. Having become a curse for us, thank you, Jesus, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Now verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now do you know that it's possible to be at complete peace with God, not basing your peace with Him on your performance at all? A lot of folks today, I believe they misunderstand that about the God that we call Jehovah, about the God Jesus Christ. The many people overlook the fact that it's possible to be at complete peace with God, not basing your peace with Him on your performance at all. And yet, still be passionate about pursuing Him and pressing on in your spiritual growth and your discipleship. You see, God wants you to know that. He wants you to glorify Him by your gladness in Him because of His grace to you. Now that's the purpose of Galatians chapter 3. And as you go back and you look at these wonderful blessings, you look at this wonderful writings of the Apostle Paul written to that church there in Galatians, you'll begin to understand some things about Paul. You'll begin to understand that there was some things going on in Paul's life that we all need to understand today. That Paul understood that all the works that he'd accomplished in his life, all the great monuments that he built up through the workings of men were going to account him to nothing when it came to the kingdom of heaven. Do you understand this morning that God called Paul to do a great work, not based upon the accomplishments that he had as a follower of Judaism, not based upon the accomplishments that he had when it came into the eyes of men, but based upon this one fact that Paul was to find that he had needed to have a great deep faith in the Lord his God. And in that faith, Paul was able to be justified before a mighty God. Not of his works, but of his faith. Now friend, listen. God's blessings has always come through faith in Christ. Galatians 3:6 takes us all the way back to Genesis, the first book in the Bible, and to the man Abraham. Listen to this verse again. So often now I realize that as believers we overlook the scripture the preacher is preaching on. And can I put this in as a side note? If you are in the fellowship of a pastor that uses no scripture whatsoever, you need to find somewhere that you can find some Bible-based teaching. Because listen, friend, you shouldn't have a pastor. No man should come to a pulpit. No man should come to a place before believers and try to fill in with something out of his own mind. The Bible is what tells us what God is thinking. It's by scriptures that we learn. It's by scriptures that we find what God wants and what God desires in our lives. And everything that's to be taught, everything that's to be preached, should be measured up to the standard that's set forth in the Holy Scriptures. All the way back. Let's look at that verse 6 again. You remember? It says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The Apostle Paul quotes and refers to Genesis all through this passage. In verse 6, he uses the example of Abraham to tell us how God's blessing is received and enjoyed. Now, do you remember the story of Abraham? I remember the story quite well. Abraham was living there in the place of ungodliness, in a place that was full of polygamy, in a place that was full of not a monotheistic mindset, but a polytheistic mindset, which meant that the people in that day, they would have worshipped many gods. They would have had many things that they used to try to make gods out of. There would have been people who were held idols in high esteem. And Abraham was called out of that place into a land that he did not know of, into a place that he didn't know, have any recollection of whatsoever. Now you might say, what caused Abraham to go into that place? What caused Abraham to think that he could ever make it in a land that he knew nothing about, that was going to be full of enemies, that was going to be full of men and women who looked at him as a complete and utter stranger? What was it that enabled Abraham to be able to do those things? Well, I'm happy to say the answer was faith. Abraham believed God. He had faith in what God was asking him to do. God's blessing has always come through faith. And these Old Testament saints looked forward to the cross. You and I have the wonderful privilege of being able to look back and see everything that Jesus had accomplished and have faith in what Jesus did. These Old Testament saints had to look forward in time and have faith that God was going to work out this sin problem and that God was going to be able to take this sin problem and abolish it and be rid of it. And they knew through faith in God, through God their Savior, that God was going to fix the problem of the separation that had come between him and mankind. And boy, did he ever. And that situation, that resolution had a name. And the name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, not only does God's blessing always come through faith in Christ, but God's blessings is a central theme of Scripture. In the beginning. Now listen, friends, a lot of people have a lot of problem with some of the things in the Bible. They don't want to believe an axe head floats. They don't want to believe a donkey could speak to a man. They don't want to believe that an army of 300 could defeat an army of 10,000. They don't want to believe that Joshua and the children of Israel could march around walls and have them to fall down at their feet. They don't want to believe that Moses could part the Red Sea. They don't want to believe that Elijah was taken up in a chariot of fire. They don't want to believe that David, a small boy, could take a stone and kill mighty Goliath. They don't want to believe that Jonah could survive in the belly of the great fish. I'll tell you this, there can be a lot of things you don't believe in the Bible, but if you're truly a non-believer, you can't get past verse 1. It says, in the beginning God created. If you can get past that, you can believe it all. In the beginning, when God created the world, He blessed it. That doesn't just mean that He wished it or us well. When God blesses something, God empowers it to fulfill His purposes. Now later, God promised Abraham a family that would outnumber the stars and a land to call his own. And then God gave him a blessing that was going to empower him for his entire life. The story of the Bible becomes the progressive development of that promised blessing. It's the theme that runs through the whole book and is fulfilled in Christ. Now I want you to see something else. God's blessing has always been received by faith. Look at how many times the words believe or faith appear in verses 6 through 9. Listen to these verses again. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then, who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. I'm starting to see a pattern there, friends. I'm starting to see a pattern that sort of reveals to me that our greatest blessings come through obedience in faith. Now, do you know that we can have obedience and follow God, and it gives us complete assurance of the blessings that He's bestowed upon us? Now, if you don't want to take my testimony for that, for I'll tell you my testimony is parallel with that. It goes hand in hand with that. You look at what the Scriptures testify about people who are obedient to God. Never will you find someone who has been obedient to God that has been forgotten by that God. Oh no. God remembers those that love Him and serve His eternal purposes. Our God is a faithful God, and His arm is not shortened, nor is forgetful of those that love Him. Abraham's misdeeds and failures, and yes, there were many, but Abraham's misdeeds and failures did not exclude him from God's blessings. You see that? Abraham messed up, folks. And guess what? If you're alive and breathing today, you're going to mess up too. And just as his good deeds did not earn him, do you know that? Abraham's good deeds did not earn him God's blessing, God still works this way today. With me, and with you, and with you, and with you, God's blessings has always come through faith. Now, God's blessings can only come through faith in Christ. How do I know that? You say, well, you make an awful bold statement right there. Let's not forget verses 10 and 12, okay? 10 through 12, listen again. For as many are as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Verse 11, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. For the just shall live by faith. Yet, now listen to this, praise God, yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. So what am I saying? I'm saying notice how clearly verse 10 makes this point. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse. No one can obey the law perfectly. So receiving God's blessing cannot possibly come by works which lead to a curse. God's blessing can only come by God's grace through faith. Now friends, this truth is humbling. If we are justified by faith and not by works, no one can boast. Look up sometimes Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9. No one can look down on others. We're all in need of the saving grace that only comes through faith in Christ. So not only is that truth humbling, that truth is liberating. There's freedom in that truth. When you understand that the blessings of God's grace come only through faith in Christ, the knowledge is humbling, but it's liberating as well. And Galatians 5:13 says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters." Hey, praise God, we've been called to live in freedom. Do you know where a lot of places go wrong today? A lot of churches want to take the members and they want to put rules and regulations on those members. They want to tell them there are standards that they must live up to in order to be high in God's expectations. They want to tell them they have to dress a certain way, or they have to be baptized at a certain time, or they have to read their Bible in a certain translation, or they have to do all these things. And they try to take the works of men and they try to put them on the people of God, and they're doing nothing more than the Pharisees tried to do. Jesus said the Pharisees make a proselyte and they become a child of hell. And they become a rule follower instead of a Christ follower. My God, the true God of the Bible, did not call men to follow a set of rules. He called men to follow His Son, Jesus Christ. We're called to live in a relationship with Christ. Not a religion, a relationship, a lifestyle. And that comes through faith. Notice this, God's blessing richly comes through faith in Christ. Verses 13 and 14. Let me kind of translate this for you, sort of the Dwayne Cook, I guess, version. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When He was hung on the cross, He took upon Himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it's wrote in the Scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who's hung on a tree." Now you might be wondering about that. You might be trying to decide where that is. I'll tell you where that is especially. In verse 10, you look at that. That's Deuteronomy 27:26. That says, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Now, through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing He promised to Abraham. The same blessing He promised to Abraham. So that we, who are believers, might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Not only that, but we're blessed with the richness of complete redemption. The word redeem means to set someone free by paying a price for his freedom. Now, as a result of what Christ has done for us, we are saved from the curse of judgment and receive the blessings of grace. Praise God for grace. I think Billy Graham was the first man I heard use this definition of grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace, grace. Marvelous grace. Friends, that's how God operates, through a spirit of grace. Not only that, but blessed with the richness of His promised Spirit. You see, when you receive Christ, you are not only redeemed from something, but you are also redeemed for something. You were forgiven so that you might be filled. The ultimate blessing is God living in you in grace. The promise of the Spirit means that you can practice the presence of Christ. You can practice the presence of Christ. Now, I want to conclude with this. I want to ask you this question. Is God's blessing received through faith in Christ? Is that the source of your strength? Is your heart softened, sweetened, and strengthened because you know that through faith in Christ, you are blessed by God? When you know that through your faith in Christ, God has given you these blessings of grace that you could never deserve, that is a life-changing understanding. Now, friend, maybe the Holy Spirit has spoke to you during this time. I want you to do something for me. If you're driving down the road, you need to stop. You need to pull over. If you're listening there at home, you need to bow your head. Maybe you're listening to this and for the first time, you realize all you've done your whole life is to try to follow a set of rules. You've tried everything in your power to make yourself better. And finally, you've understood that when you come to Christ, He makes us better. We don't clean ourselves up. Jesus does the cleaning. And then we begin to live a life of obedience based upon the Holy Spirit that resides within us. If you're in that position right now, I want you to just bow your head and you say a prayer of your own. I'm never going to tell anybody to repeat a prayer after me. I don't believe in that. But I do believe that the Holy Spirit will draw a man to prayer. Use this time that I'm about to pray to God yourself. You ask the Lord Jesus to reveal things to your heart, reveal things to your spirit, that God might first of all send the Holy Spirit to convict, and then to clarify what the conviction is, and then to convert everything that God is hoping to accomplish in your life. I'm going to pray now, friend. You pray too. Father God, we call upon Your holy name, that, dear Lord, You might begin to set us free from the rules and the regulations that men have placed upon us. That, Father, You invite us into a relationship with Jesus. And, Father, through faith, we accept what Christ has given us. And, Father, we want to live for Jesus now. We want to cut ties with the way our old lives went. We want to leave all that stuff behind. We want to live this new life that Jesus has offered us. Father, we accept it this morning by faith, knowing that all things will work for the good of those that love You. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to find a Bible-believing church. I want you to testify to that church the great work that God has done in your heart. I want you to begin serving the Lord. I want you to find you a Bible. If you can't find a Bible, you contact me right here at Rallis Baptist Church, and I'll get you a Bible. I want you to open that Bible up to the book of John. I want you to begin to read the wonderful words of life. These things were written that men might believe. God bless you, friend. We love you. God bless you from Rallis Baptist Church.